Welcome to the latest episode of Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the sports department of the Sentinel Record. I'm sports editor James Lee.
And I'm sports reporter Krishnan Collins.
I spoke with Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin and Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett to preview this week's football game between the Wolves and the Trojans.
And I spoke with Lakeside head coach Jared McBride and Malvern head coach J.D. Plumlee to preview this week's game between the Leopards and the Rams.
Start off with, Tommy, let's go with you. You know, y'all had, y'all went over to Malvern, had a big win, kind of expected that, but I don't think even you expected y'all to jump out and just dominate from start to finish.
No, you know, no, we didn't. You know, Coach Plumlee does a good job. And so, you know, we knew they were going to be ready. And we executed well. You know, the big thing that probably that they struggled with, they got a lot of young kids playing. They played a lot of sophomores. And so when you play sophomores and we got kids that are seniors, it's just different. You know, when you're playing seniors against kids that are 15, we got 18-year-old kids, we're going to win a lot of those battles. And so, to me, that was the big difference. I think he has a great scheme and they do a lot of good stuff. So it wasn't that. I think it was just he had a lot of younger kids. And then I think defensively, we played better this year. We kept, you know, that quarterback's phenomenal, can run it, throw it. So it was a huge game for us. And it's a good one to warm up for this week.
Yeah. And Daryl, you know, last week, y'all came out and y'all had – probably the best defensive performance that y'all have had so far this year.
Yeah, we did. Kids played good, especially, you know, after that Arkadelphia game, which was frustrating. Our energy and our focus was totally different. Kids responded well. They came in passing for 300 yards a game, and we held them to under, I guess it was 70 yards, so. I was proud of the kids. And then on offense, we had over 500 yards. We still left two of them out there. Those deep balls, we got to finish. So it was good for our kids to respond because we know our kids before never handled adversity good. Sometimes you lay down in the tank. Sometimes some guys quit. So for our guys to bounce back, it was good.
Yeah. You know, what are your thoughts going into this one? I mean, I know that, you know, Lake Hamilton has a lot of weapons. You know, they've definitely expanded more past the ground game that, you know, they're known for. So what are you expecting going into this one?
Hey, man, it's a table. me and my assistant principal just out there talking about it. It's nothing. It's nothing different. Coach Gillerin been doing it since he was at Fountain Lake. I was at Marvin against them. They're going to do what they do. They're big. They're strong. They're going to make you play physical at the point of attack. They're going to test your eyes. They're going to test your manhood. So, man, our biggest thing for our kids is just relax, man. Relax. Make the main thing the main thing, and it's the football game. It's not all the extra stuff. It's not the X's and O's, none of that, man. Eye discipline, hand placement, doing your assignment, playing for your teammate, playing for your brother and not being about yourself. So that's really what it boils down to. And I think we probably put a little too much pressure on the Arkadelphia game because, you know, it was big for the kids to show what they could do. And then we kind of came out tight. So did they, trying to feel each other out. So you can't do that with Coach Gillerin's team. They're going to come out and do what they do. And they're going to be fast and physical doing it. So chin straps better be buckled. You better be physical. So we've been hiring and firing this week. If you ain't about it, if you ain't physical, you ain't playing the fry.
So, Tommy, what do you think about Hot Springs? You know, obviously, you know, they're a defensive-minded team. So what are you expecting and how are you expecting to combat that a little bit this week?
Yeah, you know, the big thing I see out of Coach Burnett's team is they're real fast. I mean, they're fast everywhere. And so, you know, only way to really conquer speed is to kind of go at them, because if you go sideways, they're definitely going to tackle you because they're so fast. And so we've got to combat that and stay on our blocks and do things like that. And we got to do some stuff, misdirection and stuff, to keep them from using their speed so well. And so I know – I know he puts a lot of his best kids on defense, and you can see that because they're so fast and so physical. And so we've got to combat it with that. And so that's kind of his trademark there, I know. And then, you know, on offense, they've got a quarterback that's played for 3 years. And so you got a senior leader that's been through the war. And so he's been in the tough games. And so, you know, offensively, they still throw the ball well and they still run the ball well. And so, I mean, now all aspects of the game, I think Coach Burnett's turning the corner there at Hot Springs. And probably the main thing was, I think off season, he's done better. The kids are in better shape, better. They're stronger. They've always been fast there, but, you know, the physical part is coming around because I think they're in the weight room more and they're doing stuff like that to make their kids more physical. And that's what it takes. And so overall, every year that we played them, it's gotten better and better. So I know I don't expect anything less from Coach Burnett's team this year with the physicality they have and then, you know, speed on offense.
Yeah. You know, how are your guys' minds, you know, going into this? Because I know it's kind of like the Lakeside game. It's a rivalry type feeling going into this. So how do you feel like your guys are, you know, mentally getting ready for this one?
You know, for us, it's our kids, they know each other. And so we were actually watching film today during our win time. And some of my kids, they know a lot of those Hot Springs kids. So it's not like anything new. So they've already been talking and, you know, whatever they do as kids. And so they know each other and they know what to expect. And it is a big deal to them. You know, it's in town and everybody knows each other and it's another year. And so, yeah, it's a huge game for us. I mean, it's always a good game for us before we go into conference because we know we're going to see a lot of speed and a chance to tackle fast people. And we can't, you know, we don't get to do that over here in practice. So we've got to be able to tackle fast people in the game. And so it's always a good test for us and our kids like it. And it's good for this town and it's good for both communities.
Yeah. Daryl, same question to you. How do you feel if your guys are going into this one?
That's a great question. So far, so good. You know, you don't want to be too high. You don't want to be too high right now. And then don't have anything for the Friday. So our biggest thing, man, we turned this, we call it Competition Mondays, Competition Fun Day. That's what we call it this week. Kids know the game plan. We intentionally put kids behind each other. We want kids to compete. So yesterday it was kind of a bloodbath because you can't be soft and you can't go through the motion and then get out there Friday and want to go against them guys. That ain't going to end well. So you got to get your mindset ready for this battle. That's what's about to happen. And you come in there with your head on the wrong place or you're too high. Those running backs, look at Owens. He probably had two pancakes against Malvern. I'm talking about great pancakes because the kid was coming in hard as I don't know what. And you taking that on as a running back, you can only picture what the lineman is doing. So it's just about having that focus and that mentality to know that, hey, after this game, you're going to be sore. You're going to have bumps and bruises, but that's what you better have your mind right if you want to win a ball game. So they understand. It's all about executing and just relaxing and playing football.
Yeah. How is your team health? I mean, I know that, you know, y'all haven't had that break yet. You've got yours 2 weeks, I think. So how's your team health looking?
We're healthy. We got Pierce, you know, we held him out against Arkadelphia and, you know, he's actually been our starting running back. I haven't played him offense. He played defense last game. So he's slowly getting back. Little Robert, little running back, his ankle is good. You know, he went out last week, which is our speed guy. So he's been practicing and been doing good. Man, we don't have any, you know, that Arkadelphia week was kind of quarantined with some of the kids, and then we had some injuries, but we're solid. There's no excuses, man. We fully loaded. You know, we fully loaded. Everybody's healthy. Go out there and play.
Yeah. Tommy, how are your guys doing? I know that you had one guy go down with hyperextended knee, it looked like?
Hyperextended knee, yeah. Owen hyperextended his knee. So we just didn't play him the rest of the game because, you know, it was already out of hand by then. It was 28-0, and we were on their end of the field. And, instead of risking further injury to that, we just left him out. And so he's just slowly working it back. Now, he hadn't practiced a whole bunch this week just because we're trying to let that injury heal a little bit. And so he'll probably practice today and then tomorrow and kind of get it loose again and go back to it. But yeah, he's a tough kid. And so other kids probably wouldn't come through it like him, but he doesn't like missing games. And so he goes, "Coach, I'm playing." I go, "I got you." I said, "Listen, I'm with you." You know, he's a senior. He don't want to miss any games, and it means a lot to him. And so, but he's the only one. And so we've been blessed on that too. You know, and so we've been blessed on that aspect too, is that we haven't had to mess with injuries yet. But I mean, I'm sure that's coming when you play a game through the season.
Hey, yeah. Mr. Lee, he meant to say Owen is a 600 or 500 pound squatter. He's all right. Hey, I told the coaches, I said, man, that kid's strong as an ox, man. He playing. Don't even think about it. Even think about him not playing. He playing. He gave you the coach's answer. He gave
Yeah, I know. He's definitely one of those guys that, you know, you expect him to be out there and giving it his all every week, you know, and that's from both of your teams. I mean, all of your guys seem to be out there, and, you know, that none of them seem to ever really slow down, you know. The Fountain Lake game for you, Coach Burnett, you know, even with all the missteps and everything, you had your guys, they were still out there, they were still fighting, even though you had over 100 yards of penalties, you know. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, that, and about the fact, you know, how you get your guys to keep fighting, even, you know, in a situation where they're behind the eight ball, either because of penalties or like in the Arkadelphia game.
Well, I think it just goes back to character. And putting your kids in tough situations during practice. Learn from an old coach. They said you don't want to find out Fridays if guys are going to quit on you or not. You know, you find that out during all season, summer ball, when you got to wake up 3-4 days a week and come up here, competing every day in practice. So the kids that we have on the team got great heart, great character. They're team first guys, so if it's about your brother, no matter what the score is, you're going to continue to play hard, because you could be losing, and you never know. It's like we tell guys, it's some guy that might be relying on this to change his life. You know, you got to help him. It could be a scout team guy that want to play on Fridays. How are you going to try to get him in the game if you're only winning by 10 or 3? So it's a whole lot. And then your coaches, you know, you got to have the right energy and the right mindset, and your kids to follow, because if they see you quit, they see your energy down and everything else, they're going to have the same thing. So it's a whole team collective thing.
Yeah. And Tommy, how about you? I know that, you know, y'all haven't had, you know, a whole lot of situations this year that y'all have been behind the eight ball, but, you know, I know that that's coming, because I know you've got some tough guys that you're going to face both this week and then the next, you know, the next seven. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, last year, and I think about even last year, you know, Russellville, who was, had one win, and we go down there and we almost lose to those dudes. And it's like, man, you've got to play every Friday. You know, there's no nights off, there's no days off on that kind of stuff. And, you know, we were a lot more talented in Russellville, and we didn't play like it. You know, we came out and was lackadaisical. Watched, you know, probably watching their film didn't help us out. You know, watching them and seeing them, and our kids went down there with the wrong type of attitude. And I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think they're more focused. You know, their goal is to you know, go back to the state finals. They want, now that's their goal and their dream. And I'm sure Coach Burnett's, that's the same thing for them too. And so they want to work every week to get better. And that's what I tell them. You know, and we talked about it yesterday. The two things they can control every day in our practice is attitude and effort. So how's your attitude and what's your effort like? Because those things you can control. Other things you can't around your life and all the different things. But if you control your attitude, your perspective coming into practice, and how much effort you give me every day, that's things that we can control in practice. And so yesterday was whole thing was attitude, effort. You know, are you giving us everything you got every day? So when we do hit that adversity, hopefully we can fight through it, knowing that we put the time in and the work in to overcome those adversity.
So before we get down to the nitty gritty on the field, I'm just Coach Plumlee. You know, this is a traditional non-conference game that's played pretty much every year. I know these two schools aren't the same county, but just being 30 minutes away from each other, is there a rivalry aspect here? And just how does that add to the atmosphere?
Yeah, you know, I think a little bit. You know, we our non-conference, you know, I've said this to a lot of people, it's probably one of the toughest in the state with, you know, Glen Rose. It's their Super Bowl when they come over here, we go over there, and then, you know, Lake Hamilton, and then, you know, Lakeside, you know, Coach McBride has turned that place into a contender in 5A every year, you know, and he's got an incredible staff. So our guys, you know, they get up for it. They want to go over there and put on a show, and we're excited about it. There's always a great atmosphere there, and so we look forward to coming over there. You know, it's our first road trip of the year, and as many sophomores as we have, it, even though we're 20 minutes away, it's still the bus ride and having to dress in someone else's locker room. So, you know, we're having to go through all that stuff this week with them about how we act and how we travel. So it's we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Coach McBride, just what can you add about the rivalry between these two teams?
It's a game that's been played, you know, for a long time, and I've been here 11 seasons, I guess, and we always have a good football game. Sometimes it's a shootout, sometimes it's a low scoring game, but you know, for the most part, it's always a competitive football game and one that helps both schools get ready for their conference play.
Yeah, and Coach Plumlee, you know, I'm not going to ask you to dive into straight specifics of your game plan, but, you know, you have an offense that can run and pass pretty well. Just kind of what's the offensive game plan heading over to Lakeside?
We're going to try to get a first down. Now, we're going, if we can score one more point than them, that'll be a good plan. But, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on trying to be balanced. You know, Coach Parker does a good job with implementing the plan with the guys we have. You know, it's 4A football for us. We got a lot of dudes going both ways. And so we have to be simple. And that way we don't soak their sponge on both sides of the ball. But, you know, we're going to try to come in there. It starts with our guys up front. You know, we've got three sophomores starting for us. Big Vinny Winters, our left tackle. Yeah, you know, we kind of rely on him. And you know, I've told you this before, like last week we talked about, you know, there's going to be times that Friday night we're going to look on the field and there's going to be 9 to 10 sophomores, you know, break out of the huddle. And so we spend a lot of times on the formality part of it. But so, you know, we have to be balanced. You know, we felt like that if we're not, we get, you know, we pigeonhole ourselves. And you know, Cedric Simmons is that guy that can hurt you with his legs. He can throw the ball. He's really growing up in that phase of his game. And so we look to, you know, we're going to try to take what the defensive gets us. And we've been preaching all week. We've got to stay and ahead of the chains and make sure it's third and short and keep the down and distance on our side. You know, we get third and long, we're in trouble.
Yeah, and Coach McBride, on the other side of the ball, you have to deal with the dual threat quarterback and Cedric Simmons. Just what challenge is Coach Plumlee's team going to present to your defense?
It'll be a big task for our guys on defense. And for the most part, our schedule, the way it lines up, you're going to see a guy back there at quarterback that's going to try to run and pass. And that creates its own issues, you know, for us. And we've got to make sure that we're staying gap sound, that we're understanding what coverage we're in, and that we run to the football and get the ball carrier on the ground. But you know, they do a really good job of spacing and finding something that they like and hurting you with it. So we've got to make sure that we can play and get lined up and then adjust when we need to.
And Coach McBride, sticking with you here, you know, you have a balanced offense too, a good quarterback in Jordan Mills and two good running backs. Just what are you expecting from your offense on Friday?
You know, we've got to continue to improve. We've got to do the little things and finish our blocks. We've got to, you know, throw and catch the football consistently. And so for us, it's been we've been harping on consistency. And without that, we struggle. And if we can consistently move the ball, we should be okay.
Yeah, and Coach Plumlee, you're coming off a game against a team that, you know, ran the ball in a majority of the snaps. How do you turn your defense around and get them ready for that balanced Lakeside attack?
Well, you know, even though when you face a wing T or a dead T team, you know, for us, we're always going to have our defensive guys doing at least, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of scale a day to keep that continuity going so you don't skip a whole week. And so, you know, we – even though we didn't get to run our coverages and cover guys and routes and stuff a whole lot Friday night, we still worked it all week in practice. And so we're, you know, it's a huge challenge for us. I mean, everybody in our secondary is new. We didn't have one returner from last year, so we got a lot of sophomores back there. And you know, Coach McBride does an unbelievable job in the passing game and getting guys open. So, you know, we're going to have to play sound and try not to let anybody behind us, and understand that we may give up some stuff underneath, and we got to rally to it and get their guys on the ground and make them snap it again. You know, so our secondary, we've told them since Sunday that this is a huge challenge for them to understand coverages, to be able to be multiple and change looks up and do good things on that. You know, Jordan Mills, you know, their quarterback, he's a really good quarterback. He understands coverages, and you know, Coach McBride being the ex-quarterback and all that, he knows how to dice you up. So we, you know, I told our guys, if they're dinking and dumping us, we're just going, you know, we got to keep rallying and keep running the football and tackling and just keep playing the next snap, because we, you know, he's going to find Coach McBride's going to find holes and he's going to exploit them, and we know that, and we just got to keep playing next snap and go on.
Yeah, and Coach McBride, I know your team got an unexpected off week last week. Did that just help your team recover, you know, from those first two games of the season? And how's your team health and depth looking?
Yeah, it did. It was unexpected, but we still got a good week of practice in. You know, for us, like we talked about, consistency, and that goes into practice too. So we've used our time wisely just to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to get better. We've got a lot of kids at new positions also that it's new ball to them. They've been with us for a while, but still their turn to play. So they're still trying to learn, still trying to grow. And that's what non-conference football is all about. You want to win all that you have, but if you're not improving week to week, you're going to continue to struggle. So that's what we've preached to our kids, is just consistently get better, understand the game plan, and enjoy yourself on Friday night.
Yeah, and Coach Plumlee, you've already touched on this already, but, you know, tons of young players, lots of sophomores. Just how's the depth and, you know, the health of your team looking coming into Friday?
You know, it's we're dinged up. You know, the first game of the season, we lost two starters to broken arms and got basically lost them for the year. You know, then last Friday, we got a couple other starters dinged up. We got a knee injury and a shoulder injury that we're kind of banged up. So, but you know, with us, we do have so many guys going both ways. You know, we do, if you count them, there's about seven guys that go both ways. We've got to be very strategic on how we rest those guys and get them off the field and be able to go. So it's next man up mentality for us. You know, you touched on the sophomores, you know, we have 31 sophomores, that are on the team. And so, most all of them know that they're going to possibly get a snap or two, whether it's on special teams or it's a first down here or whatever it is. So, you know, it's fun times. I mean, I've got our locker room's fun. It's fun to be around. We've got high character kids, you know, that just want to play and play hard. And like Coach McBride said, he said that perfectly, that these games are to get better, to get us ready for next week, you know, when everybody opens up in conference play. And that's where you want to be kind of hitting your strides, finding your identities and finding out who can give you depth and stuff like that. So, you know, we want to win the game, but at the end of the day, you want to try to get out of this. And I know Coach McBride does too, out of this game healthy going into next week as well. So, you know, we're going to work on some stuff. We're going to try to win the football game, but understand that the real season starts next week.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else either of you two would just like to add or say about the game on Friday?
Just looking forward to a good ball game, a good safe ball game, and just another chance for these kids to play. And that's the main thing for us, is an opportunity to play and to get better. And appreciate you having us today to get to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll piggyback on what you said. Just these kids deserve a chance to play, and there's nothing like Friday nights, and these guys are enjoying it, and so looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Coach Plumlee and Coach McBride, for stopping by.
Both of these games should feature some excellent football. Thanks for listening to our latest episode previewing two local rivalry football games.
If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify.